Hello.
This is Rachel with a courtesy callback from customer support. If I could please have your zip code to pull up your account.
I don't have an account. Somebody scammed me from this number today. Charged me a $59 bill, and I put it on my credit card. I was supposed to pay $2 for something, and but when I got a call back immediately from my credit card company, and said that y'all charged me $59 and some odd cents.
Okay, so that I can better assist, I do need to get some information pulled up. If you could please provide me with your zip code and your name.
My name is Jimmy, J-I-M-M-I-E, Brown, as in the color, and my zip code is 73017.
Okay, thank you for that. And one moment, please.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm still accessing information. All right. And for security purposes, if you would also verify your address.
It's 272 Highway, U.S. Highway 277, Cement, Oklahoma.
Okay, thank you so much. And I have gotten an account located that shows your first and last name. It does show your address. And let's see, it shows on today. Well, you're calling about the Byte Sub app. That's what's the cost of $59.89.
And what is it?
It's called the Byte Hub app. It is a meal app that provides the customer. You get recipe plans and meal guides, helps you to count calories. It was in the terms and conditions for the offer that you participated in today, probably a survey. But you entered a contest, and it just shows the item was Shell. So some type of product was offered on
right.
the web. On the web page,
right.
But this was in the terms and conditions. It's a monthly subscription for
yeah,
50.
Well, I want to cancel that.
You can do that at any time. It helps you to count calories if you wanted to reconsider for a $20 discount off the subscription.
No.
Okay, with the cancellation that is effective today, does cancel all future charges for you as well. For the $59.89, have you already contested that? Or they were just telling you to call first?
They told me to call you first and have it removed. And because the transaction's already went through, I can't do anything with that on my credit card until it posts, and then I can contest it. But if I get you to cancel it, I don't have to worry about that. A lot less headache for me.
Okay, it shows the transaction was just done today. So for that $59.89, I was able to void that. You will see the pending charge also drop off with the cancellation of the count. That's effective today as well.
All right.
For the void transaction, that is 7309.
Are you giving me a verification code?
Yes, sir. I'm giving you the transaction ID for the charge that was voided.
Okay. Let me write it down. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, that is 730.
Okay.
913.
913. 87. 87. 91. 91. Okay, and that, if I have to pull up that number with you guys, that shows that everything's canceled?
Yeah, that's the transaction for the void that was processed. So the
okay.
cancellation confirmation is the letter C. 920-837-676.
All right.
All right, sir. That cancels all future charges. You won't be billed anything further, and the pending charge, you'll just see that fall off there. Won't be any posting. Is there anything else I can answer for you?
No, ma'am. I appreciate your help.
You are welcome, sir, and thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.